USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The East Coast under a deep freeze. Tens of thousands of people waking up Sunday without power. 1,400 flights canceled. Another 650 delayed in the U.S., according to FlightAware. The storm is said to be one of the worst to hit the East Coast in 4 years. North Korea ramping up its weapons testing Sunday, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile that the regime has tested in 5 years. Epoch Times says no injuries or damage reported. Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Menendez, and the top Republican, Senator Jim Risch, telling CNN State of the Union on Sunday that they're closing in on a deal on sanctions against Russia for ramped up tensions over Ukraine. Senators saying they plan to finalize legislation early this week. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A nor'easter on the East Coast continuing to leave its mark. Hurricane-forced winds battering much of the East Coast, along with heavy snow making travel treacherous or impossible, flooding coastlines and threatening to leave bitter cold in its wake. 1,400 flights have been canceled nationwide and another 650 delayed, according to FlightAware. 9 people are dead. At least one person is in critical condition after 6 vehicles crashed in northern Las Vegas on Saturday. A vehicle was speeding when it crashed into multiple vehicles after running a red light. And 13 people were killed when their van overturned and flipped into a ditch in central Mexico. Another 10 people were injured. Some of the victims who died were trapped inside the vehicle. 13 people hospitalized due to a carbon monoxide exposure in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio. 2 of those said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It's the end of an era in the NFL with a veteran quarterback hanging it up.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. Brady said he's going to give attention now to his wife and his 2 kids. He also has a teenage son with his former girlfriend, actor Bridget Moynihan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NFL Conference Championship action today. We'll see the Chiefs hosting the Bengals at 3 o'clock Eastern in Kansas City, and the Rams host the 49ers in Los Angeles at 3:30 Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.